Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Thanks to Thrive Market for supporting The Morning Stream. Thrive Market is an online membership-based market on a mission to make healthy living easy and affordable for everyone. Join today at thrivemarket.com/TMS and get 40% off your first order and a free gift. Coming up on TMS, wipe off your moist points.
You hide them in the pussy willows.
Make a room for a little hash house in your soul.
Sir Grapefellow, Lord of Marshmallows.
Consolidate your ramkins.
I shakshuk the sheriff.
My milk snake brings all the boys to the yard.
I'm an aphid, can you milk me?
Precariously close to a turd.
Us boys love a good stack.
Over hard for 4 hours.
$5 bill hunting.
Regional assistant bracket manager for monkey bananas.
Got the smedley in his snidely.
Email roulette and more on this episode of The Morning Stream.
Hey y'all, this right here is the Bible Slide featuring the Freedom Band. And this time, we're about to get holy, 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 holy. Holy, holy, holy. Everybody clap your hands.
I think it sucks. What you getting there ain't worth a shit.
The Morning Stream. They wouldn't give us any more fish.
Good morning, y'all. Welcome to TMS. It's The Morning Stream for Monday, April 18th, 2022. I'm Scott. He's Brian. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Scott.
1 week from today, we'll be arriving in Las Vegas, Nevada.
That's right. Yeah. As a matter of fact, exactly 1 week from right now, I think I'm going to be...
You'll be on a plane.
We'll definitely
be
at the airport. We won't be... we'll just about be getting on a plane.
Gotcha.
Momentarily getting on a plane.
And it's what? Hour and a half flight? Something like that?
Yeah. Yeah. Something easy like that. It's long enough that I might be able to get one drink from the flight attendant.
Oh, good. Getting started early. Are we going to get right to it? Get right
no,
to that drink?
No, definitely not. Not that early. No.
Got to get all primed and prepped
exactly.
What's about to happen.
I figure there's going to be so much opportunity for having drinks for me while I'm in Vegas. I am going to be as limiting as possible on getting any of my own drinks, right? Like, it's never going to be like, oh, you know, I'm sitting down here, nobody's around, I'm playing a little bit of craps or whatever. Yeah, I'll take a drink. It'll be like, nope, I'm waiting until, you know, we're in groups and people are like, oh, Brian, can I buy you a gin and tonic?
Yeah, that's going to happen. And if you didn't get the, and now you, whoever's coming, you just got the hint, Brian, buy Brian drinks is what he's saying.
Well, no, you don't have to buy me a drink. I'll buy my own drinks, but I'm not going to buy my own drinks when I'm alone. How's that?
I gotcha. That makes sense. Well, all right. Because if you start doing that, then you're a sad Vegas visitor. You know?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, listen, I've got a lot of stuff that I need to do once we even in Vegas to prepare for the Wednesday night shenanigans.
There's lots to do. Things to do. Things are happening, popping. Yes. So get That's yourselves right. ready, everybody. Gin and tonic for everyone. All right. We're going to do a show today. We're glad to have you all here. I got some stuff coming up and all that, but I did want to make another mention of this. I mentioned it, I think, briefly on Thursday, or it would have been Wednesday, because Thursday we weren't here. But I started a group in our Discord that I would like people to join. It's called the Do-Gooders Club, or it's just Do-Gooders. Anyway, it's on the Frog Pants Discord. You can enter it freely. And the whole idea there is people talking about doing nice things for other people. So that includes like, hey, my neighbor lady is having a hard time getting around. What can I do for her? Or we made dinner for so-and-so. They just had a baby and their hands are full. Let's do something nice for them. Or somebody online, send an email to somebody who knows that just needs a little help or comfort or whatever. Stuff like that. All the quote unquote rules, not really rules. It's more like a mission statement as to why we're doing it. It's over there. Some people call it the Kim Channel. She's embarrassed by that, but whatever.
It's so appropriate, though. It's so accurate.
Yeah, it kind of fits her. But if you go check it out, you'll read all about it. You'll find out what's up. Check out the pinned message, and it's all there. So I wanted to make sure I got that out of my hair.
That's so cool. Yeah. I love it as an idea of like, oh, you know, I got a neighbor who's got, you know, two small children. She's kind of sick. I don't want to get sick. What's a good thing for me what's something that everybody loves that I could just take over there that would help her and maybe keep the kids occupied and blah, blah, blah. And then you get some ideas.
Yeah. And then people have ideas and you're encouraged to like, you know, some people think this is like bragging, but it's not. The idea is it's a nice place where you can actually say what you're doing nice for somebody and not feel like you're bragging. You know, just share your experience, inspire other people. And before you know it, we can make a small dent in the world. All right. So see what you can do over there at our Discord, which you can find on the website, frogpants.com/TMS or frogpants.com/contact or pretty much anywhere on the site. You'll find the Discord links. And if you're not already a member, please do. You ever had shatshuka, Brian? You ever had that?
I've never even heard of shatshuka.
Well, I had neither until my wife.
It's what happened when Captain Kirk went up on the Blue Origin. There was shatshuka.
Yeah. He got up there. I'm actually pronouncing it wrong. It's shakshuka. I keep saying shat with a T. It's shakshuka. Yeah, more like Shaq O'Neal, you know, like a basketball great Shaquille O'Neal's shortcut name.
Gotcha, shakshuka.
So shakshuka, it is a Maghrebi dish. Oh, so Maghreb, I guess, is where you'd go to get this. So it's mm-hmm. Middle Eastern. Mm-hmm. So here's what you do. It's a dish of eggs poached in a sauce of tomatoes, olive oil, peppers, onion, garlic, commonly spiced with cumin, paprika, and cayenne pepper. Kim made one of these for the first time. She saw it on one of her shows, you know, like some Netflix cooking deal.
Her cooking program. One of her programs.
And we made it. And man, I don't know what to say other than I've never had a... That was a freaking amazing.
It'd be so... easy and quick, right? So you're just basically cooking some tomatoes up down to a sauce, throwing in some seasonings. You could even throw sausage and stuff in there, and then you put the eggs in there, and then they just cook right there in the deal.
Hell yeah! And you do. I put a picture in our Discord. It's like I don't know how to explain it. We put basmati rice just a little bit underneath, and then we get some naan. Had that all warm that we just got at Costco, and they have some pretty good naan there. And that was Easter Sunday food, and it was
brilliant.
Hot, amazing, really good stuff. There's some on the fridge still. That's what I'm having for lunch today. Shakshuka, everybody.
And shakshuka.
You might look at it and go, "Oh, that's gonna make us all have diarrhea or whatever." I don't know. I don't know what your thoughts would be.
No, I'm looking and saying, wow, I always try and figure out something else to do with eggs, because it's like you fry some eggs up. It's one of the easiest breakfast things for me. It's low, high protein, low calorie. Noom is happy with it. If I type in two eggs, it's like, oh, very good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, it's pleased with that choice. Sure.
Pleased with that choice. But I'm always trying to figure out other things I can do instead of just, oh, here's an omelet or here's just scrambled eggs on a plate or whatever. Mm-hmm. And, this looks like a great way to make it. Looks really good.
It's really, really good. The peppers are insane. Everything about it's great. Can't recommend it enough. And it's super easy to make. So just look up shakshuka on the internet and you'll find a million recipes. Yep. They all kind of are the same. But it was really fantastic. We probably talked about this, but when you do eggs, what's your preferred thing? Over easy?
Medium. I don't want anything gelatinous in the white, but I do want the yolk runny because I like dipping my toast in the runny yolk or smearing it on my hash browns with some hot sauce or whatever. Mm. If I get even if I don't have anything else on the plate, if I'm cooking eggs over medium, then I slice the crap out of the whole dish, all the eggs, and then just kind of smear it around so that the yolk makes a sauce for even just the bland white part of the egg.
Yeah, I feel like I can go either way. I like a good scramble or even a hard boil or a what is it when you don't want it to be runny? Whatever that version of an egg is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you mean hard, like not runny at all, like hard boiled?
Not hard boiled, but still fried, but just not runny.
Oh, just like over hard.
Over hard is that what it's called? Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, over easy, over medium, over hard. So you don't want any runny yolk in there.
Yeah, and if you're over hard for 4 hours. Anyway, so I can kind of go however it's made. It doesn't bother me, but I do mm-hmm. like it in some situations. Like in this case, in this shakshuka case, mm-hmm. runny yolk was heavenly.
Yeah, that's like you want that to mix in with the tomatoes and stuff.
Yeah,
you know, yolk itself is just a great sauce. Make it sauce the rest of your cooked eggs.
Yeah, I mean, what are you gonna do? Just throw away that unborn fetus of a chicken? Just go ahead and smear it around. Get it in there.
We just lost all of our vegans. There they go. Watch them as they go. You know what you're making me hungry for is at Vegas, we've got Hash House of Go-Go, which is the restaurant inside the plaza. And I can't do that restaurant more than one time per visit because the portions are enormous. Mm-hmm. They're so freaking huge.
Yeah.
But
split something, by the way, is my recommendation there. Do not
for sure,
eat it yourself.
Pay the $5 split plate charge or whatever they charge for a split plate. Totally worth it because you know, as long as you and your significant other can decide on getting the same thing. Yeah. But that's also really good if it's like, okay, I want to eat breakfast. I don't want to eat any lunch.
Yeah.
So this will carry me until 6-7 o'clock when it's time to grab something for dinner.
Yeah, if you want something that's going to last you all day, you'll have no problem there. I've never had better chicken and waffles in my life, ever.
Mm.
It was amazing. It was unbelievable. Really, and really I bought the whole thing for me, and that was a mistake. That was a horrible...
Well, buying the whole thing for you isn't the mistake unless you eat the whole thing.
That's a good point. I ended up taking it back to because the hotel we were in had... Or no, I guess we were in our timeshare there.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, this was a different year.
Different trip.
I think it was a trip where you weren't there, but you had said, oh, you got to go to Hash House, and I hadn't been yet. Mm-hmm. So we went to that for the first time, and I was like, yeah, we'll need a to-go box. And even their to-go box is gigantic. It's a big, giant box.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Humongous.
It's got to be. They've got to have big to-go boxes because their food is so damn big. They give you so much of it.
It's so good, though. My gosh, it's good.
Yeah. By the way, so I didn't put this in our show notes, but something funny happened yesterday. So we had the whole family over for Easter. Tina made ham, and we had salad and bread and like these super soft rolls. And Tina's mom made potato salad, and we had a big old spread. And my niece Carolyn brought over her two little girls. They're, you know, they're not that little. They're like 13 and 11, I think, are their ages.
Okay.
But still wanting to do an Easter egg hunt. So, so, you know, we went out there and hid eggs for them, Uncle George and I, and got them all, you know, hidden. We went over and above a typical Easter egg hunt where it's like, oh, this part will just be peeking out because it's little kids. It's like, no, you're dealing with a teenager and a preteen.
Oh, yeah, you got to go age appropriate. Yeah.
Exactly. They had to, like, you know, reach a hand up the drain, the drain that comes off the side of the house, the drain spout, to find an egg. Like, that's how difficult we were making it.
Nice.
So while we're doing that, Tina's telling us about when she was a kid and how she used to do, you know, her grandparents would hide them in their old house. And she's saying, oh, yeah, you know, they'd hide them under the deck and in the tree. And then they had bushes over in the corner. They'd hide them in the pussy willows.
Oh, she'd say all quiet like that.
She said all quiet like that. Like it was bad to say pussy willows. Like she had to whisper that because kids were listening.
That's great. That's great. I love it.
They even hid them in the pussy willows.
That's funny. I mean, we have this thing in us still, right?
The thing ever, by the way.
It's stuff you hear stuff when you're young and you know, parents get after you for certain words. It's hard to shake it. You know?
Totally.
It's hard to shake the embarrassment.
I didn't do her voice, but that's all right.
Yeah. Well, that's anyway. So wait a minute. I'm trying to figure out how you hide an egg in a pussy willow. How's that even?
It was like a bunch of plants on the ground, and so they put them among the leaves at the very bottom of the.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking I'm picturing the top or something. Like
yeah, no, huh? Okay. No, those wouldn't even be strong enough to support plastic eggs. So
that makes sense. That makes sense. Yeah. Well, that's fun. That's a good time.
Yeah. Anyway,
did they find them all, or did you have no? They miss any?
We only had 12. Mm. We made sure those were really well hidden, and that way we could kind of count. We could make sure each of them found six and all that sort of thing. So that was easy.
The other problem with the 11 to 13 year olds is that they all expect to find $5 and $10 bills inside eggs. Did you guys do any of that?
They put a $5 bill in. They had one special egg for each of them, one gold, one silver. It was like finding the golden snitch. Mm. And so that one had money and it had a $5 bill. And it was super windy yesterday. So three times, because they were wearing Sunday dresses, Easter dresses, and no pockets, three times we had to go $5 bill hunting in the yard because the wind would blow it right off the table when we weren't paying attention.
Nice.
And we had to go running around the...
we had the same time. It was kind of not cold, but just on the edge of like... This could be uncomfortable in the shade, sort of cold.
Yeah.
And it was just windy enough that we had a few problems like that. But these kids we had over, Van and this little two-year-old kid named Milo, these guys are just too little. They don't care. Oh, they don't know what money is. So we're not giving in. Jack, they get a little chocolate.
They know about the money, but you still hit eggs.
Oh, yeah. We did all that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Of course.
One of them was precariously close to a dog turd, which concerns me.
Don't pick up the little crusty brown eggs. Those aren't eggs.
Nick and Taylor or somebody went out and hit him. And then when I went outside, I'm like, that one's really close to that turd. Oh, we didn't see it. And I'm like, by then the kids are running around with their baskets. And I was like, all right, let's see how this goes. One of them might end up with a little extra Tootsie Roll in their bag. And I'm not going to be the one taking the credit for that. Anyway, so,
hey,
all right.
Speaking of challenges and competitions like Easter egg hunts, Scott, you know, 1 week from tomorrow in Vegas at the Player One Arcade Bar, we're having a video game tournament. People need to sign up so that I can put them in the iPad bracket manager.
You got a little bracket manager
program.
That's cool.
Paid $8 for it.
Nice.
Stupid subscription cost, but I bought it and then canceled it immediately because I won't need it in 30 days. So I bought it. And I'll be entering everybody's name into the bracket thing. And then at the arcade bar, I will help, you know, I'll basically say, okay, so-and-so, you guys are playing against each other and so-and-so, you guys are, and go pick a game. Let me know who wins it. Come back here. And then we got to talk about the winner of the tournament gets a really cool prize, a custom 3D printed arcade machine. Hopefully with art, if everything works out well with what Scott and I are working on, with art by Scott Johnson.
Yeah, it should be no problem. We're going to make a rad thing, and if you don't win it, you're the loser. So get on that sheet. Get out there and sign up right now. VivaTMSVegas.com has a sign-up link, yes?
Yes, VivaTMSVegas. Sign-up link right there on the thing. We've already got a couple people entered. We're going to go at least to 32, or 16 to 32. We'll see how many people sign up. We have enough people showing up to this thing that I think we'll sail right past 16 people signing up for this. Because there's no cost to compete. There's just the $5 cover cost to get into this place with all the machines on free play, which, come on. I mean, that in and of itself is the bomb.
Yep, I agree.
VivaTMSVegas.com. You'll find a sign-up form right there. Easy. Asks you two questions, your name and your email address. And the email address is just so I can email you and tell you who you're playing against in the first round.
Yeah, and then later he'll sell those names to a Russian bot service, and it'll be great.
Make no mistake. Yes, you'll be getting fine Russian ladies ready for dating you.
Yes, you want to get married to pretty lady?
That'll be what the second prize winner gets, is their email sent over to
perfect.
RussianLadiesForYou.com.
Perfect. They've been a great help all these years. Right there underneath the Tuesday listing is the registration button.
Correct.
So go
correct.
Sign
and
up.
There will be the next thing I'm adding is another page with a list of what board games I'm planning on bringing. I've got to consider, all right, how much luggage do I want to pack?
Right. Yeah. I'll have a list as well. And anybody else who's bringing anything, if you want to add to that list, let us know. We'll put all of it together.
Exactly.
Yep.
So yeah, I'll do a little sign up form for that where you can say, hey, I'm bringing this game and this game and this game. And that way, if I have those, I can leave them at home. And if you're coming, there's a game that you love, a few games that you love, just bring them and let me know which ones you're bringing so we don't have dupes.
Yeah. And if I know some people will probably bring their copies of Rock Runners. I'm bringing one as well. So if you'd rather not pack it, I will definitely have a deck with me. So, you know, things like that. This way we can coordinate a little bit and maybe there'll be a thread on the Discord about this or something. So, and that Discord, by the way, accessible in the same way that the other Discord I mentioned is. It's all in the Frog Pants thing, so go check it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Excellent. As we hurtle toward next week, let us dive into at least one of two more Battle Royales before we go.
Yeah.
Our good pal Brian Dunaway incoming. Hold on. Why isn't it?
I think he's even already in the game, too.
Is he? Oh, shit. You know who's not?
I know who's not. Yeah. I can look right here and see who's not.
I am definitely not in. Hold on a second. I will fix that ASAP. I wonder if the new password is here because I changed browsers. Hold on.
Oh, sure. Why don't you bring Dunaway in and then we can chat while you get logged into the game.
Hey, Brian Dunaway. Hi.
Oh, he's already in here.
Yeah.
He's
in here. Hi, Scott and Brian.
Hi. Hello. How are you?
Hey, listen. How's your Monday?
There's your music. Hey, it's Brian Dunaway. My Monday's fine. How's your Monday?
It's going fantastic. It's Monday.
Is it Monday? All right.
It's Monday.
I miss your pronunciation of Monday. I
think. You know, it means it's all new week, my friend.
Is that what it means?
All new ways to fail.
Yeah, I'm gonna fail. I'm failing up today. That's the plan. I'm failing up.
Failing vertically.
That's right.
Failing up.
Failing up, Scott.
We're going to play a game, and it's exciting, this game. And Brian has all the rules for it, so he's going to have to explain what they are.
Yeah, the morning buttholes, right? That's what we call it, right?
The morning half-asses, Brian. Oh, that's come right. on. Come okay. on. Okay. This is a trivia game where I'm actually going to be giving you guys the answers. I'm going to give you guys a category, and then I'm going to give you six possible answers. Three of those answers are correct, three are incorrect, and depending on how confident you feel with the category, you can provide one, two, or three guesses. If you get any of those guesses wrong, you get 0 points for that round. If you guess one, get it right, you get a point. If you guess two and get them right, you get 3 points. And if you guess all three correct answers and get them right, you get 5 points. The player with the most moist points,
who's
make sure you wipe off your moist points after three rounds, wins the prize for their contestant. And I'm pulling contestants from members of the Tadpool that aren't able to listen live. Contestant number one, Scott, you're going to be playing for Austin Skoglund from Jacksonville, Florida.
Nice. Florida man. All right. Let's do
it. Florida man. His name is Austin, but he's from Florida. Mm-hmm. Brian, you're going to be playing for Sean from Michigan. It's a guy who had a birthday last week, and we even wished him a happy birthday on the show.
Syrinx.
Oh, yeah.
From Michigan.
Sean from Michigan.
Yeah. This is great. We're all over the nation. This is good.
We are. Exactly. Yeah. So let's get you guys started here. By the way, the winner is going to get a copy of Super Time Force Ultra and FTL Redeem.
Well, that's
faster than Light Redeem. Is that what that is?
I think so. Is it an add-on of FTL or is that a... Because FTL is kind of its own game, but I wonder if that's a different game. I don't know.
I don't know. Let's see here. I'm looking it up.
Let's see.
But the first game, the time game, is pretty cool, though. You play like by rewinding the clock in time. It's a pretty cool game mechanic.
I think faster than light, because I'm not seeing a game called FTL Redeem.
I think Redeem means redeem the code. I think
redeem is code for the game.
Yeah, that's what it is.
So you're like people who used to come into Blockbuster when I worked there would go, I'm looking for a movie. It's either called Two Thumbs Up or Please Rewind. Ma'am, there's neither one of those things exist.
Well, one of them does now.
One of them does now, sir.
Yeah, that Jack Black business.
But not in Blockbuster days.
That's a good game, by the way. I was just going to say, FTL on its own is an amazing, one of the great things ever. Sure. So you'll love it. Yeah.
And the runner-up's going to get a game called Armello, A-R-M-E-L-L-O.
A very cool game, yeah.
Wow, you got all the good stuff this week.
There you go. But to win, you have to...
It's a board game, but it's in a computer game.
Yeah, it's not even based on a real board game, but it could be. It's one of these games that is... it's perfectly representative of what like a digital board game should be.
Perhaps you should not mention the wonderful games from two people who love games so much before the game starts.
Oh, yeah.
Because it seems like we won't shut up about them.
Yeah, we'll just go on and on and on and on.
My bad.
Yeah. That's true. I should wait till afterwards because then I can send them their prizes while you guys are gushing on about these games. Yeah, good point. It's a good stall technique. All right, let's get to our game. First category I'm going to give you are venomous creatures. So I'm going to give you six venomous creatures. Three of them are really Spider-Man. Venomous. Three of them are not venomous creatures. Oh, well, see, look at you jumping already into it. No, that's not one of them. Your choices are the marbled cone snail, the blue-ringed octopus, the pea aphid, the pufferfish, the milk snake, and the arrow crab.
Okay, so by venomous... it doesn't have to mean that they're aggressively
venomous. What do you?
Well, I was gonna say that doesn't mean they doesn't mean they're like aggressively.
Defined woman.
They're not like aggressively poisonous. They could be just if you ate them, they would
just
poison.
Incidentally
you.
Poisonous or passively poisonous. Yeah. Yes.
I always think of snakes. All right, let's do this. I think I know that one.
I know that one.
I don't know this one. There's a milk snake.
I'm going with those.
Hey, drink
two.
Your milk snake.
My milk snake brings the boys to the yard. All right, I'm choosing two because I have freaking no idea. I have no idea.
I chose two as well.
Yeah.
All right, you guys are both locked in. By the way, yeah, venomous does not necessarily equal poisonous, which I think means
okay.
Venomous means if it bites you, you could die. Injected. Poisonous means if it's eaten by another animal, then it contains stuff that could kill that other
animal. Okay, well, tell us how we're wrong. Come on.
Okay, I will. I will totally tell you guys how you're wrong. You guys both said the pufferfish. Yeah, pufferfish is totally venomous. Scott, you said the blue-ringed octopus, and Brian, you said the pea aphid. One of you is right. One of you is wrong. Scott is correct. Pufferfish and blue-ringed octopus for 3 points. Brian, the pea aphid, no, apparently is not. The other one is the marbled cone snail is venomous.
What's the pea?
That is now, that scares me.
Pea aphid's a bug, I assume? It's like a little...
Yeah, like a little aphid. You know, little aphids, they get milked by ladybugs.
Oh, and do they really? Is that true?
I think so, yeah. They're like cows for ladybugs, I think.
Weird. How do I recognize a marble cone snail? I need to look that up sometime so I can be careful.
Yeah, watch out.
I think it's one of those things that it secretes the, that would make it poisonous, not venomous. I don't know. Yeah.
This is probably one of those, maybe the marble cone is what you look for, whatever that looks like. Maybe.
Marble cone.
Yeah. Looks like marble or something. I don't know.
Aphids
for the
get
record,
milked by ants. That's it. Sorry, not ladybugs. Ants milk aphids. Thank you, sovereign citizen.
I have to make an admission.
It's here, good. It's good.
Gross. Milkshake from an aphid. It's gross. The pufferfish and
all the boys to the yard.
The blue-ringed octopus. Complete guess. I had no idea.
So, yeah, it was a good guess.
Yeah. For anyone who's out there going, oh, man, were you watching a nature documentary last night?
Number two.
It's like, no. Anyway, go ahead.
Aphid brings all the ants to the yard. MIP is aphid? Okay, whatever.
Aphid. Aphid.
Aphid?
You said aphid. Aphid. It's aphid.
Aphid.
Aphid. All right.
We're saying the same thing.
No, we're not.
Reese's?
No, we're not. Reese's? Risses?
All right, let's get to question number two. Speaking of eating things, how about cereals that contain marshmallows?
Oh.
I've got your C-3PO's, your Mr. T cereal, your Marshmallow Mateys, your Fruity Pebbles, your Sir Grapefellow, and your S'mores. All of these are or were at one time cereals. Which of these contained marshmallows?
You mean I can't get the C-3PO's anymore?
No.
You could probably get one on eBay and it'll taste only slightly worse than it tasted when it was fresh.
So three of these are correct?
Three of these contain marshmallows, yeah.
Oh, I don't never even heard of this Sir Grapefellow guy.
He was like a Snidely Whiplash. He was like a British biplane. Snidely, sorry.
Yeah.
Snidely Whiplash. That's fine. I'll take that. But he was like an airplane pilot. There was a German competing cereal that he was always battling with. Over who was the supreme cereal.
Oh, right, wow. Right. I'd never heard of him.
As much cereal stuff as I know, I did not know that.
Yeah, well, look.
I did not know there was a Sir Grapefellow.
That's the point of this show, or this segment.
1970s.
Is to bump us. Yeah. It's got to be.
That's my go-to cereal age.
Both of you, by the way, said s'mores. You've locked in your answers, by the way. Both of you said s'mores. Yeah, I mean, come on. It's a s'mores-based cereal. It's got to contain marshmallows, right? Because it's graham crackers, chocolate marshmallow. You would both be correct on that one.
Okay.
Scott said marshmallow mateys. I mean, it's right there in the name. How could you not? Brian said C-3POs with little marshmallow R2-D2s. No! C-3POs did not have marshmallows. Marshmallow mateys did. Sometimes the obvious answer really is an actual answer.
Yeah.
And Sir Grapefellow had little grape flavored. It was grape flavored cereal with Starlight marshmallows.
Ew.
Starlight marshmallows. Yes.
That doesn't
get out of here.
Good. That sounds bad. Everything
it
about
does
that.
Sound,
yeah. Ugh, grapes and marshmallows? Blah. That sounds foul.
Yeah, I know. It's a very weird combination.
I'm a little surprised
these now. So these were kind of like the out of season,
like your Booberry and Count Chocula.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
I gotcha.
So when you, Brian, when you said all of these were at one time or another, or even now cereals, that's what locked me in on Marshmallow Mateys. Cause for a hot minute there, I thought, well, that sounds like something he'd make up.
Oh, that's what I thought too. Gotcha. And I didn't listen to the question close enough because I was arguing about something.
Yeah, you would have had it.
Important.
You would have had it.
I'll be correcting me on my pronunciation of Snidely Whiplash is what you're doing.
Yeah, that's what it was. So yeah.
There was a Baron von Raspberry.
That was the competing one, and he would go, I am Betty Good Baron von Raspberry or something like
that. Oh my
gosh,
he looks like an old...
It was like the Red Baron versus the Sop with Camel.
They very carefully sidestep some Nazi imagery with that guy.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird thing.
Oh, the 70s.
Little marshmallow swastikas, and that's real.
Kind of. Well, anyway, what were we feeding kids then? All right.
So you know what I was thinking? There is a Smedley. Smedley. Right?
Smedley. Is there a Smedley?
Smedley.
Oh, Smedley the dog. He's a dog.
Smedley the dog. And I think that's why I was merging him with my Snidely Whiplash. Anyway.
Brian's not buying that? Is that what you're saying, Dunaway?
Doesn't
you don't
sound
buy
like
it?
He's buying it. It was totally a Smedley.
Okay.
All right. Let's get to the last question here. And this one's states. I want you to tell me which of these states have more pet cats than dogs. And
all
we'll just
them.
Ignore the fact that... that Scott already has won the game because there's no way even if you get all three of these right, you can compete. But we won't worry about that.
Yeah.
So three of these states, Nebraska, Kentucky, New Mexico, Montana, Florida, and Virginia, have more pet cats than dogs.
More pet.
So
more
I can only get five
cats.
Points?
You can only get five. Go for it. What do you got to lose? You can't...
Go for it.
Yeah.
Everything.
It's like Crazy Climber. Go for it.
Go for it.
Dude, I won a digital watch playing that game in a contest one year.
Was it a digital watch that played Crazy Climber on like the little LCD?
No, it wasn't even that. It was like a Timex freaking. It was one where you had a little calculator built into
calculator
it.
Calculator with all the teeny tiny buttons on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, super nerd watch, 80s nerd watch. It was bad.
Oh, love it.
I wish I still had it. All right, three of these,
For sure.
Where would cats really thrive here? Wait, three of these have more cats than dogs, right?
Yes.
Okay.
You already won.
More cats than dogs.
No, I know I've won.
Stop showboating.
Eat my poo. All right, I'm gonna go with two of these that I think I know. I mean, I could go all three and it still wouldn't hurt me.
You got time. I spilled creamer outside my coffee cup, so I'm cleaning that up.
Dude, I'm so sorry.
Spilling the
looks
creamer.
Like looks like there was a money shot on my desk.
Yeah.
Gross.
Trying to slide that one past the sensors, wouldn't he?
Yeah, you can hear it. Okay,
we're distracted.
Going with my logic here, I hope I'm right. It doesn't matter, I've won anyway, because Brian didn't win today. He lost today.
Right, okay. Yeah. All right, let's see what you guys said. You both said Virginia, correct. Yeah, Virginia does have more pet cats than dogs. Scott, you also said Florida and New Mexico. Brian, you also said Montana and Kentucky. 0 points for you guys on this one. Nebraska, Florida, and Virginia are the states. I would like Florida kind of makes sense. You get a lot of retirees, and they want to have little cats,
sure.
Or cats, or multiple cats.
I would have thought I would have thought tiny dog is what I was thinking. I was like,
tiny dogs too.
Tiny
yeah.
Dog.
I don't know why Virginia, but Virginia's for lovers and for pet cats. Apparently,
I don't think it's intentional. I think there's just more cats there.
You think they just
got no choice?
Yeah, they got no choice. They're just, you're living with them.
We got one indoor cat, but then we got eight that we feed.
The Nebraska one surprises me because I just would have thought it's a dog state. I don't know why. Just thought there'd be
like hunting and stuff like that. So that's why I would think. Yeah. All right, Kentucky, more hunters probably.
And Nebraska's a big, wide open place, and you know, dogs everywhere.
You have dogs running free.
I don't think a herd. Moving your herd. Yeah. So, well, there you go. Hey, I feel pretty good about my win, though. That's pretty good.
You do. Congratulations. You won. And that means that because you won, that means that if I pull up that page and quit pouring my coffee, I could tell you that because you won, Austin Skoglund from Jacksonville, Florida won. Good job, there's more cats Austin. There.
Yeah.
So congratulations, Austin. You're getting Super Time Force Ultra and Faster Than Light.
Nice.
Which you can redeem on Steam. And Sean, you're getting Armello also on
you
Steam.
You win, Sean. Congratulations. I threw this whole game so you could get the better game.
Whatever.
You're welcome.
Big thanks to Matthew Bach for sending in these codes.
Matthew Bach, always quick with the codes, that guy. So congratulations to both of you.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Both won. You're both cool cats in a dog's world. And you should send Brian that email, coverville@gmail.com.
I've already got the email.
Oh, you already done it. You've already sent it, yeah.
I'm composing these emails while you guys talk about Play Retro.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do that.
What's going to be on the next Play Retro, Scott?
Well, it was supposed to be today, but I forgot I had a thing I scheduled, so it's not today. It's tomorrow. So one more week at Tuesdays. Oh, and then the next week I'm in Vegas. We got to talk about that. Anyway, whatever. We'll figure it out.
Live from Vegas, Play Retro.
But anyway, it's happening, and it's happening soon. Hey, Brian, tell the fine folks at home what we're covering, because I'm
excited.
Absolutely.
So this week we're looking at the first 3D attempts on consoles, such as Mascots, Mario, PlayStation's sort of mascot, Crash Bandicoot, and then the failed attempts by Sonic to never really get a 3D game out until the Dreamcast. So we're going to be talking about all of those early on 3D games, what they did right and what they did wrong.
Yeah, and keep in mind, this is not a deep dive into the Mario game history or even the Sonic history or any of that. This is us saying there was a rough transition around the 3D, beginning of the 3D era. Mm-hmm. How did these different venerable franchises fare in that transition? Some did better than others, let's put it that way.
All right, so, I'm going to ask you guys a question as a couple of retro players. What is your favorite game that uses a trackball as a controller?
Missile Command.
Next.
Missile Command. You say Centipede? Missile Command all the way. Always Missile Command.
Centipede.
Centipede? What about Millipede? Millipede's better than Centipede.
If you're going to say Centipede, at least go with the improved.
That's all right.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. What else? There's other ball games. I don't know why, but
Crystal Castles? I thought one of you might say Crystal Castles or
that's
bad.
That's good.
360 skateboarding or Marble Madness.
I would say is a good one.
720 didn't use a ball.
720 didn't
Oh, it wasn't trackball? Okay.
It was a joystick.
It was, you know what it was thinking? It was the same kind of cabinet as Marble Madness.
Oh, Marble Madness! Duh. Yeah. I'm sorry. I take back my answer. It's Marble Madness 100% all the time.
I take mine back too. It's Marble Madness. Absolutely. It was madness in the stream today.
Yeah.
Marble Madness.
I love Marble Madness. Love that game. And I only like it with a trackball. There's plenty of versions on joysticks and consoles and all that, and they're never as good because you need that damn trackball for momentum and stuff. It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Skate or Die used a trackball, the original Skate or Die?
Did it really?
Skate or Die or 720? 720 is the one we always call Skate or Die. Now you're talking about something else?
Yeah, I don't know. Now we got the whole episode on the difference between 720 and Skate or Die. We got to find out.
Yeah.
Yes, 720 definitely didn't have what I'm looking at right now.
Right.
Oh, wow. The original Track and Field used trackball and then was later changed to buttons because you'd do that little thing with a ballpoint pen or a straw to hammer the buttons really fast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I remember that. Oh, man. You're making me want to play Marble Madness, which is going to get its own damn episode one day.
Yeah,
I'm excited about that.
That bass guitar line.
Travis is right. Golden Tee also used it as a golf game, very popular golf game in the arcade. Yeah, there's a bunch, but I'm telling you, Marble Madness is king. Missile Command second, and maybe Centipede later on. Maybe. It's okay. Centipede's okay. Mm-hmm. It's not
on the front of my trackball console.
Yeah, go touch.
Gotta be the best.
Touch your trackball.
Doesn't mean anything. Means nothing.
Oh yeah, you bought the Atari trackball combo unit thing. It's awesome.
Combo unit thingy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What is that? Is it like a USB joystick that's got a trackball and joystick and all that?
Yeah, and you know who made it? Micro Center, of all places, made it.
Yeah. Really? Micro Center made an Atari fight stick with trackball in the center. You have 6 buttons on each side, 2 joysticks, 8-way joysticks, and a rollerball right in the middle. Good luck finding any. I got like one of the last ones at Christmas time. I didn't know it at the time.
Yeah, you can't get them now.
It's great.
Wow. Yeah.
Look at that thing. That's cool.
I know, right?
Yeah, you just throw it in your lap and go.
I'm annoyed.
Available for in-store pickup only. Pick up in 18 minutes. Let's see which out of stock. Mm-hmm. Oh, Westbury, New York, Brooklyn, Flushing, New York, and Yonkers all have them in stock. If you're in New York and you want one of these, it's in stock. Man. Everywhere else out of stock.
I want one of these so bad. Look, it's all hefty and big and heavy, and oh man, I want it.
If it had a little dial on, it'd be perfect, right? So you can actually Tempest.
That's the number one ordered accessory with this thing at the time. There's a little key lock in the front. You can open it up. You can get to all the innards inside. You can replace all the buttons, including putting a dial in there.
Get out. Oh, and there's there's even a picture of a Tempest thing on the front there too.
Yeah.
It looks like on the little triangle level.
Yeah, Joey lives in New York. Get up there, Joey. Joey, go get it.
Joey, go get 2 of these, and Scott and I'll we'll hook you up. Yeah.
Joey Image will take care of us, the wrestler.
Yeah, no kidding.
All right.
There's that new wrestling documentary that I'm curious about that I just saw advertised last night.
I that and the Tony Hawk
WW Evil, I think, is what it's called.
That's kind of sexy. I don't know. Yeah. I want to see that Tony Hawk one. I keep hearing that's amazing. It's on HBO. It's supposed to be awesome. My daughter was raving about it. Said it made her cry. Cool. My gosh.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to cry.
I know.
Does his dog die?
No, I just no. But he.
Then how am I going
to
cry?
He does a lot of. I guess he spent his whole life trying to do that. Speaking of 720, to do a 720 on a skateboard is really hard. And I guess there's a huge story through it about how he was just like dead set on getting that nailing that 720. Anyway, it's supposed to be really good. Well, there you go. Hey, Brian Dunaway, you know, hanging with you is always a good time. And that stuff we'll do that we talked about will be tomorrow at 3:30 Mountain Time or wherever you get your podcast. That's Play Retro on the world of podcasting, wherever you get it. Dunaway, is there anything else you'd like to say before you go today?
Yeah, I'll be playing some of that world podcasting gaming tonight. But what time do you guys do the last podcast?
We don't do it live.
Last podcast.
Let's do it all the time. It's my favorite show. When's it come on?
It doesn't.
Start recording at 7:30.
Yeah, there's no live show though, so you're not competing.
Okay. Well, I'm going to be streaming from 6 p.m. Eastern time to 7:30. So we'll just.
Like I said, we don't stream it, so you can.
Oh, that's
you can
right.
Stream as much as you want.
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. Yeah, wieners out.
Oh, believe me. There's so many people in the audio of this thing that it would be mayhem to try and do a live stream with that as well.
Oh my gosh, can you imagine last week on a live stream though? Can you imagine?
I cannot.
Nope. Yeah. I can't. All right. Yes. Well, there you go, Brian Dunaway. Go eat a turd, and we'll see you later. Bye. All right.
Nom nom nom.
Tasty turd.
You know, there's that Atari Couchcade thing at Arcade 1-Up, which has Asteroid Centipede, Tempest, Gravatar, Millipede, Lunar Lander, Crystal Castles, Missile Command. And it's got that little padded bottom thing, probably similar to what Brian has. No fight stick, though, is the only problem. But then you've got a trackball and a dial and all that stuff.
Oh, there is trackball and dial in it? I didn't know that.
Yeah, there's trackball, dial, and tons of buttons.
I just want the ultimate controls thing where all that stuff's represented.
Why not have a joystick on there? Mm-hmm. Like, put all of it on there. Why? Why not?
Totally agree. It's egregious that they didn't include a joystick.
It is. It's silly.
All right, then. Let's do some news. Because news is fun, and we need to inform the people. It's the job of the press. We take that very seriously here at TMS.
Correct.
So here you go, right here. It's today's news, and it's brought to you by
Those Were the Days. It's a show about classic TV, hosted by Amy Frost, Audie Norman, Stephen Adams, and Travis Crawford, aka TV's Travis. They take a look at classic TV shows through a modern lens with nostalgic eyes. Each month, a different topic is chosen, and then each host gets to pick an episode of a show and we discuss it. To kick off the show, we're starting with pilots. This week, our pilot we watched is The Greatest American Hero, and we want to hear from you. Email us at thosewerethedaysshow@gmail.com or follow us on Twitter and direct message us there at Those Days Show and tell us what you think of this show, and each week we'll read your thoughts. Sitcoms or dramas, variety shows or Saturday morning cartoons, we're going to talk about all of it and more because those were the days.
I like it. I like
three ANTPers on that thing from three different seasons even.
Yeah. Couple of the biggest beards I've ever seen in my life as well.
Right.
So lots of beard, lots of good times, lots of old
retro. Amy doesn't have a beard,
TV.
Does she?
No, not. Only on the podcast. Just kidding, Amy. All right. Well, good luck to both of you, or all of you, for that project. Sounds awesome.
Yeah, it sounds really cool. Yeah.
Let's dive into the story here about an Alabama man.
Alabama man. Did it take place in Greenbow, Alabama?
No, but that's the state with the governor who burps when she talks, right? Isn't there a thing about that?
Really, I haven't heard about that.
I thought there was burping. It may have been made up. Burping,
Alabama. Wasn't there a state something with burping?
Bama governor. Hold on, here it is. Governor of Alabama burping. It came up in a search. Let's see if I can find it. Here, I'll play it.
Okay.
Hold on, here we go. No, I know. What is happening? Oh, they're verifying my existence as a human.
Well, make sure that you're old enough to watch a burping.
Yeah, I can't. I got to make sure anyone under the age of 13 cannot watch the Alabama governor burp. Oh, my gosh. This is doing so much I'm not a robot stuff. I've already proven it 4 times. Why is it still doing it? Okay, apparently this website will not let me play it. Anyway, she burps when she talks is the important part.
All right.
Oh, here it is. YouTube. Found it. Okay. Let's open it up. Here we go. Okay. Oh my gosh. Why is this? Everybody with their little intros. And there's no audio. All right. Great.
No audio to hear the.
That's great.
Governor burps a lot.
Yeah. Oh, well. That's just what you want. It's really working out great. Live radio, what do you expect? Okay. Anyway, an Alabama man is accused of stealing a 70-ton crane. Oh. I would say, unless you're David Blaine or somebody like that, don't even try this. Why would you do it? It seems insane. You're not going to be able to hide it or walk out of the store with it in your pants.
Steal it just dangling from the top of it, too. Exactly. Is what David Blaine would do.
Yeah. Says an Alabama man who called a wrecker service, asked to have a 70-ton crane pulled out of the woods, is now charged with stealing the heavy machinery, according to the sheriff's office. The owner of the towering service contacted the Chilton County Sheriff's Office on Monday, saying the man had called claiming someone else gave him the crane and he wanted to remove it so he could sell it for scrap, according to the agency. None of this was his purview. He didn't own it. He has nothing to do with it. Wrecker service owner called owner recalled moving the same crane a few years back and contacted its owner, who denied having given it away. The towing operator then called law enforcement. The man who wanted the crane removed fled before officers arrived, driving the rig into a ditch where it became stuck.
Yeah. You want your crane here? Come get it.
Come get it, man. Cheese it. It's the fuzz, he said, and then drove his crane into a thing. 26-year-old Clanton man was arrested Tuesday on a probation violation of first-degree theft charges. Court records didn't include the name of the defense attorney. Well, who cares? Quote, we have worked a lot on theft cases over the years, but this one definitely takes first place in the heavyweight category, says Sheriff John Sheridan's office.
You know what they're going to need to pull that thing out of the ditch? A crane.
Another crane, yeah. Yeah, I wish there was a Fraser brand of cranes. That would be awesome, wouldn't it? Fraser Cranes, Incorporated. That'd be incredible.
I'm lifting.
I'm moving huge pieces of material and equipment for you. Here's another story.
Okay.
GM, General Motors. All right. Not general manager or game master. All right.
Yeah. Gotcha.
General Motors,
sure.
Cruise autonomous taxi. They have a
GM Cruise. Sure.
Yeah. Have you been on one of those by chance? Ever?
I've been in a Tesla autonomous Tesla in Vegas, and there was still a person behind the wheel, And then there was a second person in the passenger seat that was just explaining to us the entire time what was going on. With like showing us on screen, see these little yellow boxes, that means it's looking at the lights. And this red box here is it looking at the taillights of the car in front and slowing down. And
yeah, I think they have to, I think they have to do,
they have to have somebody in the car still, I believe.
Yeah. The law, the law right now, at least the current laws for that testing is you got to have somebody there in case something goes south. So,
right. Right.
We'll get there though.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, this Gruz convertible Chevy Bolt, without a driver, was pulled over by San Francisco police. In an unsuspected turn, the car bolted. It took off. No, you know, no pun intended with the name. Well, maybe, but it took off and left. The original Instagram poster noted that this occurred on Richmond Street in San Francisco. GM's Cruise vehicles have been operating autonomously in San Francisco at night, giving rides to employees around the city. Until now, we've only seen success stories. Recently, Google's Waymo driverless vehicles joins Cruise in San Francisco. San Francisco, often a place where this stuff gets tested and done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's also another one downtown that's a autonomous tram or bus that I think just goes to different spots on Fremont. And it and I believe there's no driver on that one.
Oh, interesting. Is that the one that got in the weird accident?
Yeah. Yeah. Like on its first day out.
I think. That was... That's hilarious to me still that it got in an accident. So wait, how come some of them can have, how come the Cruise ones have to have people in them? And the,
that I don't know. I think because it's they're being used for rideshare services. They have to have, I don't know. That doesn't make sense, does it?
No.
Yeah.
Maybe there's some, who knows? I've learned over the last 3 months or so that Vegas has some weird rules about what businesses can do or can't do in that town.
Yeah. Actually, as of the end of February, Motional and Via launched free autonomous ride hail services in Las Vegas. And
free.
Yeah. So in exchange for taking your life into your own hands, you get to ride in a car from the Excalibur to the Bally's.
I wouldn't mind that. That'd be fine. I would totally do that. You're never going fast enough to get, even if you got in a wreck.
No, you can't go exactly. You can't go over 20 miles an hour on the strip.
I may make that a goal to try one of those if I can figure out a way to do it.
Yeah, be fun.
Here's a question.
You get
for
it through the Lyft app, by the way. Motional is working with Lyft.
No, I'll definitely try because I prefer Lyft over Uber any day.
I do too.
Yeah. Here's the question. I'm in an autonomous Motional car. Okay.
Yes.
Motional. And it just got
Feeling emotional.
Yep. Yes. And it just picked me up and I went, sweet. I'm in. Okay. And I hop in and then I'm in there and I'm going, oh, I drank too much. And I hurl all over the back seat. Right. Now this Motional car doesn't know. He doesn't care because it's a car.
Motional car doesn't hear you or like doesn't have a sound recognition thing. I'll bet you though, there is a camera in the car that feeds to a live person.
Probably.
So like there's probably somebody at a dispatch center that's watching videos, making sure there's no mufky fufky going on in the backseat of the rideshare.
Okay, but if I hurl there, is the next people that have to take that because the robot doesn't care? Is it just going to pick them up?
I'll bet the once it's detected that there's vomit, like once the dispatcher sees it, it probably turns off that car being available for rideshare and brings it back to the station as soon as it dumps you out.
Do you think it has a remote voice thing where they're like, sir, please stop having sex in the back of our autonomous
probably,
vehicle?
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I kind of want to know more about all this, but I'm going to try. I'm actually going to try next week, see if I can get Kim and I on one of those. I'm one of our, we got to move
around
somewhere.
You guys can have your own little mufky fufky going on in the back.
Let's see what we can get away with back there.
Yeah. Yeah.
A couple in their middle age were caught fooling
engaged in mufky fufky in the back seat of a emotional vehicle.
Yep. It was very emotional.
That's right.
A widow in the news also. You know, that's the people what been married. Lady what been married is no longer married because dude died. That's what that is.
You know how it totally was an old time thing to describe someone as, oh, yes, that's the widow Jackson. Yeah. You know, like basically saying the last name, like is it Andy Griffith? Wasn't there like the widow McAllen or something like that?
Oh, that he was trying to date?
He was trying to date the widow so-and-so, the widow Louise or something like that.
Yeah, they don't say the widow ahead of it anymore. That bums me out. I think it's a great old-timey thing that we should bring back. Well, anyway, a widow spends all of her GoFundMe donations for her husband's death on gifts for her lover that had him killed.
Oh, no. Wow.
Oh, it's okay. Really taken a turn here.
The plot thickens. Yep. All of a sudden, this is a Nicole Kidman movie.
Yep. And this this news.yahoo site has an immediate typo in the very first sentence.
Oh, a woma.
A woma. They meant woman, but they said a woma who admitted planning her husband's murder, unless that's short for widowed woman, but I don't think it is.
No, I don't think it is, yeah.
Spent thousands of dollars raised for a GoFundMe to give to a man who was accused of carrying out the actual killing. Jennifer Faith, age 49, aren't they always, pleaded guilty in February to plotting the cold-blooded murder of her husband, Jamie, who was shot 7 times by a masked man, and while the couple were out walking a dog in Dallas in October of 2020. Okay, so it was all part of the plan, it turns out. Police have charged Faith's boyfriend, Darren Lopez, with murder. He's awaited trial after pleading not guilty. In the days after Mr. Faith's murder, Mr. Faith is my father, a GoFundMe amount or thing was started up to help her out by a family, friend, neighbor person. They raised more than $60,000. I was shocked to see how much people were contributing and donating, said the neighbor. Jennifer Faith also went on television the days after the murder to plead for the gunman to come forward.
Oh, sure. Great. Wow.
What they'd done, you know, turn themselves in.
Turned on the waterworks and the acting skills and please come forward.
And then court documents show Jennifer Faith lavished gifts on Mr. Lopez, including a Samsung QLED large screen television, a set of plane tickets, and gave him access to her credit cards, according to a new 48-hour CBS documentary.
Nice. All right. Who's playing her in the eventual true crime 4-part documentary miniseries on Netflix?
Oh, let's do this. Okay. Let's say that they
is
do.
There a picture of her? Is there a picture of her on the? Let's. We could start with.
Oh,
that.
Yeah, oh yeah, we could start with that. Yeah, we could do that. I think the important thing here to mention is: would we want documentary? We want reenactment. What do you want? How do you prefer this? Want a drama?
Yeah, dramatization. Yeah, I want reenactment.
Okay, so now I'm looking at these people. Is that Lopez or Faith? That guy. That's her husband.
Sure, this is the GoFundMe page, the photo. So I'm believing that's the guy who got shot, and then the woman who hired the shooter.
So that's the Faith lady. That's her husband who is dead now. I don't know who that girl is. Probably family.
I'm going to say Jessica Chastain for the
woman. Okay. No, she's, I mean, after that Tammy Faye thing.
She can wear some prosthetics to be less attractive, you know. Sorry, unattractive murderer lady. I'm going to.
Sure. Sure, why not? Although, after seeing that thing with Renee Zellweger where she's like a murder lady up the street.
Yeah,
or
the truth about Pam. Yeah.
You could do it. You can get her dressed up.
Oh, Elizabeth Moss. What a great pick.
That's not bad.
Wow. That's not bad.
Now, this husband who looks like every guy you ever met in your life. I don't know who should play this guy. We need somebody kind of playing
Michael Cera or.
Oh, wow. Well, no, he's not old enough. You need like.
Not old enough, yeah. Let's see here. What is the guy from 30 Rock? The
Tracy Morgan.
Page.
Oh, Kenneth. Kenneth.
Kenneth, yes.
Yeah, that's perfect. Perfect casting. Yeah. No, that's perfect. And we don't have a picture of Lopez, so we don't know how to. But you know what? Hey, Mario Lopez. Just get the name.
There you go. We'll just base it on name.
Yeah, what's he doing? Just more of that stupid Hollywood TV.
What does Jack McBrayer look like now? I mean, I know it's not like we haven't seen him in a while, but.
Yeah. I don't know.
Of course, he still looks the same. Yeah. That guy will always look exactly the same.
Yeah. Like, what do we expect, right? Of course. Yeah,
exactly.
All right. Well, that is your news for the day. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we got a Monday morning mashup. Steven Schleicher is out. But we got that and a couple emails I haven't even told Brian about yet. So we're going to do all of that after this song break. And unless I'm wrong, Brian's brought a hell of a song today. Brian, what'd you bring?
I have. You're right. Yeah, this is a band called Hi Viz. H-I-G-H, high, just like you normally spell it, Viz, V-I-S, short for like high visibility, right? These guys are a London indie band that probably have some influences by The Clash. I would say kind of that 80s era Clash sound to them. It's really, really good. This is the brand new single. They've got a new album coming out later this year, but this is a brand new single they've released called Talk for Hours. Here is the band Hi Viz.
Hey, everybody. Thrive Market. Talked about them before. Let's talk about them again. They're great. In my best Tony the Tiger voice. I really do like Thrive Market. It's an online membership-based program. And they're on a mission, okay, you might say, to make healthy living easier and affordable for everyone. Not just me, not just you, everyone. Thrive Market carries all your favorite clean brands with everything from healthy pantry essentials to sustainable meat and seafood and more, even beauty products. I don't know why I said beauty so weird, but yeah, beauty products. You want to look beautiful. I know you do. It's all delivered straight to your door, by the way. Each and every item is vetted by Thrive's high standards so you can get the highest quality products at the best possible prices, which everybody wants. Plus, you can easily shop with filters such as keto, gluten-free, low sugar, around 100 options or so to sort by there, which is pretty great for those looking for options. I know I'm always looking for a good option. Anyway, when you buy from Thrive Market, you can save up to 30% off the best organic groceries. Even if you find lower prices elsewhere, they'll match it. And when you shop at Thrive Market, you order online and save both time and gas by not having to make that trip to the store. It's really, really easy to use. And I got some cashews there that I'll admit I got a little addicted to. Because they were good. They were really, really good. The best cashews I've ever had. That's just one tiny product among many, 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 many. So go check them out. They're fantastic. Get 40% off your first order and a free gift worth over $50 by joining today at thrivemarket.com/TMS. That's 40% off your first order and a free gift worth over $50 by going to thrivemarket.com/TMS. That's thrivemarket.com/TMS. Do it today. I promise you'll be happy you did.
All of you women look real pretty to me. I would love to have one of you for one night only. Maybe longer than that if you let me. Okay, bye.
Cuss that motherfucker out today.
The Morning Stream. Excelsior.
Back, everybody. Brian, remind me who that was.
Sure. That was the song Talk for Hours by the band Hi-Viz.
Hi-Viz.
Hi-Viz. Oh, Hi-Viz.
Oh, that's hello, visuals.
That's what Scarlet Witch would always say in sitcom land when he'd walk in the door. Hi-Viz.
There you go. So now yeah, it all comes always, back.
I never liked that shortening of Vision to Viz. I'm not
like
a fan
Viz
of that.
Either. I don't think it's annoying. Yeah. I wish they wouldn't maybe do that.
Viz always believed in a multiverse.
Oh, by the way,
speaking of which.
Was it? Oh, we both said the same thing. Hey, I was going to ask you. So Moon Knight, I'm hearing that Moon Knight is way too bingy. And then because it's separated out, don't watch it until it's done. Everyone
sounds like somebody who just doesn't want the pressure of having to pull a Loki or a
oh well maybe somebody told me, I can't remember who told me, or they sent me a review or something on Screen Rant or something. They just said, look,
I could see that. Yeah. You know what, there is a very like, oh yeah, I want this episode to lead right into the next one kind of thing.
Yeah,
but that said, I mean, there's nothing stopping you from watching them all individually and then binging them again afterwards.
Yeah, that's true. I
think it's been excellent so far, and I think Oscar Isaac is I wasn't sure about casting. Perfect casting for Mark Spector and company, and his
he's pretty
and
great.
The company in his head.
Yeah, the company that exists in his head. So Garrett Weinzierl hates it. And he loves everything about anything they've ever done with Marvel.
Yeah,
he hates it. Hates
wow.
it.
Wow.
And
he needs to watch Inhumans then. If he wants some real hate, then
I think he liked Inhumans, I think.
Oh, really?
Well, maybe I'm thinking of I might be thinking of
suspect now.
I'm thinking of the other one. What's the movie? The that we just had and then everybody was like
Eternals.
Eternals. I might be mixing them up. He might have liked Eternals and not Inhumans. The important thing is, I'll see. I think I'm going to binge it. I've waited this long. I'll just binge it, and I'll do it after Loki and 10 other things I haven't watched yet.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now, this morning, the Thor Love and Thunder trailer.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. Dropped. I saw it on the toilet. Yeah, I was on the potty. Oh,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. What'd you think?
Did it make you squeeze an extra little toot out?
Nope. It did get me kind of excited.
Yeah.
I was, you know what? I'd kind of forgotten where Thor ended up at the end of Endgame.
Right, with the Asgardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, I forgot they had done that.
Still
so
fat. And
yeah, so I assume that tells me there'll be, you know, like the Hulk in the last Thor movie, there will be a bunch of secondary stuff with the Guardians, sure. At least for part
of it.
It looks like
there's a lot. Yeah, I don't know how much they carry through the film, but when we last left Thor at the end of Endgame, he was hanging around with Quill and company, and I don't remember where they said they were off to go. Like, were they going to go? Was it something related to? That wouldn't be something related to Yondu. I don't know. Hmm. Anyway.
Which Guns N' Roses song did they have in that?
It was Sweet Child of Mine.
Sweet Child of Mine. They're clearly going for a very 80s metal era look and vibe.
I'm still Taika Waititi. And,
sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm excited. Ready.
I am too. July for that one. Yeah. First, we got to get our Doctor Strange on and all the rumors circulating about who we're gonna finally see in that. One supported by the trailer.
Yeah, some of this is, I assume those, some of those cons. How do they keep track of all that shit? Because they got like multiple directors where they're like, all right, you guys, we need to have a combined meeting here. Sam Raimi, get in here, sit down. Taika Waititi, you're over on that side of the table. You got crossover coming. We need to let you know what you got. You know, that seems like a lot.
It's all Feige, right? I mean, he basically has a big whiteboard in his office or a bunch of cards, and he's got a map for where things need to go in Phase 4, and the directors have to play within the boundaries of those paths, but what they do within them, I think, is probably more up to them.
I want to start a rumor about that guy.
Okay.
Because he never isn't wearing a hat. Have you noticed this? A baseball
Kevin
hat?
Kevin Feige?
Yeah.
Really?
Always wearing one of these.
Yeah, he is always wearing a hat. Yeah.
Always one of these. Always. Like, you never at premieres, the fanciest events, Cannes Film Festival, doesn't matter. There's Feige with his baseball hat.
I've got a picture of him right here with his IMDb Fido. master of the powers of defeat.
It sounds like an actual henchman first.
It does. I am DeFito.
DeFito.
His IMDb photo.
Yeah.
Yep. That I abbreviated. Has him without a hat.
No way. I need to see it. Hold on. I'm looking because I got to see it for myself behind me.
Just about every other photo, he's got a hat. And it's always a different hat.
Kevin Feige. How do you even spell that last name?
It's always a hat with like the logo of whatever movie he just finished working on. Because there is the Eternals hat. This one is the looks like Avengers Infinity War. That one's Infinity War as well.
Yeah, it's
that
usually branded.
Far From Home.
Yeah, it's usually branded, which is good. You know,
it is. Yeah,
showing off his business there. But
yep.
Oh, I didn't know he was a producer on the X-Men, the original X-Men in 2000. It was his first gig.
Oh, didn't know that either.
I had no idea. Well, anyway,
Hydra hat right there. Wow, interesting.
I didn't know he was capable of not having a hat on. This kind of blows
you're
my theory.
Like an opening on the top of his head that he has to always keep protected, or
or something. I wanted there to be some kind of weird robot proof or something. Yeah,
a little tiny rat pulling hair.
Yeah. But no, this IMDb photo, which could have been doctored, could be doctored. You never see video.
Could be my head that they photoshopped on top of his head.
Is there any video where he's not wearing a hat? Somebody out there?
I don't know.
Don't send me your deep fakes. I want the real thing. All right. Well, anyway, that's looking good.
Good on him as and his I am DeFito. It's a really good Fito.
I am DeFito.
I'll get your Skeletor. I'm DeFito.
an alternate Skeletor rival on
right,
an episode of
Right,
because
it sounds just like Skeletor named DeFito. Yes.
Uh-huh. I love it. All right. Let's get to this. Oh, I'm going to play a little game with you. It's new, and so I don't have a thing for it. Well, you know what? I'll play this. Do I have it here? Maybe I don't.
Okay. Send and receive email.
So this is what I like to call email roulette. All right.
Okay. All right.
I'm literally going to plunk down my mouse on an email without looking at it, and then we're just going to read whatever it is. And these are all TMS emails, though.
Okay. These are all sent to the. So these aren't going to be like, advertising for good old games of what the specials are this week.
Well, or, unless any have snuck through here, which is possible. There might be some ads in here, and if they are, we're forced to read them. That's the rules.
Okay.
So, so here goes the first one. I'm just going to close my eyes. Click. Oh, a real one. This is from Anthony Pennington. In his title or in his subject line, he says, TMS Contact, watch Metal Lords on Netflix.
Metal Lords.
He says a new Netflix movie. It exceeded all my expectations. It was rad, and I believe Tom Morello had a hand in creating it. High school coming of age, but was a lot of fun. I've also heard this was good from other independent sources who've also said that it's very good. No, we should.
Yeah, so it's not a doc. It's like a drama or just basically a full on movie.
Yeah,
about some kids that form a heavy metal band.
Yeah, like heavy metal kids are super into it, and I think it's set now though.
Oh, is it okay in the?
The current timeline, and they're just really into metal. I don't think it's like a throwback, but I could be wrong.
I do like that there's one kid with, you know, covered with Kiss makeup. I don't know anything else about this, but I've heard recommendations for it.
Which Kiss member is he dressed like or makeup?
Oh,
like?
That would be Gene Simmons with looks like it with the, well, it's, now that I see it up close, it's not, but that's probably who it's closest to with the eye.
Oh,
the things coming off the eyes.
Right. That's how you always know with him. They're the big evil eyes.
Because Stanley had one star, like a star over one eye. And Peter Criss, did he have anything on his eyes? I know he had whiskers for the cat. And Ace Frehley had lightning bolts, if I remember correctly.
I think that is correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Paul Stanley, I have to say, of all those guys, they all look a little horrific right now. But Paul Stanley looking pretty good. He looks like a guy who's aging, but he looks like he's taken better care of himself. Whereas I saw a picture of Frehley the other day, and it was like, that was some dark minutes there. Ooh, look at that.
Hey, Scott. Hey, guess what I am? You want to take a guess at what I am,
Scott? Hey, Gene Simmons, get in here. We're having a doing a reunion and a tour and everything.
What do you think I am? Guess at what I am, Scott.
I'm Paul Stanley, and I was just entered into the Hall of Fame.
Okay. No, literally, this is something, you know, a household item that does something else except just being a little plastic representation of Paul Stanley.
Okay,
what do you think it is?
Hold on. Not Pez.
Right. That was a good guess, right? Because he's got an oversized Paul Stanley head that you think I could pull open and get a piece of candy out.
Rectal
probe. But he's
probe.
Really short.
Bum plug. No?
Sure. Like a probe, a rectal probe.
Yeah,
no?
Yeah. Uh-huh. One of those. Chat says bottle opener. Is that close?
It is not correct. However, Anna Krakatau did guess correctly. You rip off his head, and he is indeed a USB drive.
What's our capacity on that?
Well, it holds it holds 500 megabytes of
Listen, back in the day, that was good, Gene. That was a fine amount of data you could store on a stick.
I don't know how much data you can store on here, because it doesn't have it written anywhere on here.
Probably 512, 256, something like that.
I don't think it's even a gigabyte. I bet it's because it's old enough that it's probably like.
Yeah.
Here's the problem: the shoulders are so wide. It's like you put that in to your drive, and you better have room with the two on either side of it.
Yeah, right? And if you're going to put it in the rear of a PC or a Mac or something, you're not going to have room. It won't fit.
No, you're taking up exactly. I'll tell you right now, it holds. Oh, 8 gigabytes.
Eight gigabytes
of Paul Stanley's body.
Holy smack. Well, the truth is, those things are never meant for truly, like, this is where I'm going to keep my data. They're just kind of novelty, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm glad they work, I guess, but.
I want to hold all of your files and a couple spreadsheets, too.
And corrupt them every day. does the whole band come? Can you get all of them, or is it just him?
I imagine you could. I have two Paul Stanleys, and I never got any other Kiss people. I wanted a whole set of them, but can't find them.
All right,
can't find them anywhere.
There you go. There's your email there, Anthony Pennington. Thank you for that. Here's one from. I gotta close my eyes. Okay, here we go. Ready?
Okay. All right. Ready.
The title is Raising Bookworms to the Morning Stream.
Bookworms. Okay. All right.
Happy Friday. What are you up to with your family this weekend? We're gearing up to celebrate World Book Day by sharing some fun and exciting ways for our kiddos to fall in love with books. Have a read below. Cheers, the Klondike team. Okay, it was an ad. That's they don't want
that. Oh.
That's an ad.
Oh, darn. I was thinking it was going to be like, oh, a listener that's like, what do I do to get my kids to start reading?
Yeah. And now we know. All right. I'm going to close my eyes again. Here we go. Okay. We got one from Jacob Pillows. This looks like it's real. No, he's not selling
I'm
pillows.
Jacob Pillows. Yeah.
Have you ever laid your head down on a Jacob pillow? Boy, have I got good news for you.
No, this is Jacob Pillows, who's subject is stacking plates. He's responding to that the little Mexican guy that I put all the plates together and was afraid he was going to break his back carrying it at the restaurant.
Oh, yes, right. Uh-huh.
That whole thing. It says, Jacob here, 15-plus years in the food industry and hospitality industry, done every position in a restaurant, mostly front of house, serving and bartending. All right, so it's good. He's got
I hope he's answering our question about whether or not you should stack plates.
I think that is exactly what he's doing here.
Excellent. Okay.
Since his subject is stacking plates, I have a feeling that might be
there
what
you
this
go.
Is.
Yes, probably. Did you already say that? And I missed
did.
It.
You did, but it's okay because I haven't had a red on air light for Brian in
we
a while.
We need a good red. It's time for a good red on air light.
Yeah,
excellent.
I like that one. All right, here it is. Stacking plates is usually appreciated. However, that depends on how you stack them. There are small sauce cups, silverware, and napkins, and plates.
On the edge is frowned upon.
If you put it right on the edge and teeter it, they don't like that. Says if you try stacking them with pulling all of that off, without pulling all that other extra stuff off and putting them on the top plate, that way it's all level and easy to carry. So they like that. You know, don't have little bits and bobs underneath each plate. Put those on top, which is what I did, by the way. So
absolutely,
I did put those up there.
You'd be horrible if you didn't, right? Like if you put the plates, like stacked the plates and left the knives and the forks and stuff underneath, so it's a very dangerous pile, you're horrible. You're an evil person.
Exactly. He says if there are napkins and everything sandwiches between plates, we have to take them apart and it's really gross. So basically, if you don't consolidate all your silverware and ramekins, I think you meant napkins. Ramekins is a cool name.
Unless
isn't
you're
it?
All having creme brulee, which is possible.
That's fine. She said, just let the servers do yourself. I do appreciate a good stack, though, because I've done it correctly. When we get to the dish pit, we just toss the silver cups into the tub and dump the food into the trash and the nice stack down in the water. So it saves us time if you do a nice stack, he says. Now, I wouldn't say that in mixed company. Don't ever say, I really like your nice stack. Don't say that
your
to
nice
anyone.
Stack, yes. Hey, server, I've provided you a nice stack. No, I guess that wouldn't be the way to say it.
Yeah, you're really stacked. No, don't say that.
Yeah, trying to figure out how you would word it. What the dangerously double entendre of the phrase would be. Double entendre.
I love saying that. Actually, I hate saying it, but it's fun to say on this show. It's fun. Mm-hmm. Love the show. P.S. If breakfast is ever near Lakewood and either of you likes hard cider, come visit me at Locust Cider. It's a cider tap room that I manage. We have board games, stand-up comedy, trivia, and retro games. Very cool.
What's it? Locust Cider?
Sorry.
Locust Cider. There Locust. It is right there. Locust. Yeah. No, that's not. That's Fort Collins.
Oh, let's see. Locust.
Is it Locust with a T?
Yeah, Locust.
Oh, okay. Yep. There's
like the bug.
There's a tap room in Lakewood. There it is right there, Fort Collins and Boulder. Oh, well, I got to go see this guy.
You should totally go.
The Belmar Tap Room. I'm totally going.
Yeah, you 100% should go to this. Wait, let's see. Are they? Oh, they're all over the place, just not here.
Yeah, right. They're closed Mondays and Tuesdays, but...
they got a Fort Collins and Belmar in Colorado. Texas has Fort Worth. Washington's all over the place. Sounds like a rad mm-hmm. joint. Oh, I love the art. Look at that. Look at that.
I know. Yeah, thing. The sugar skull kind of looking stuff.
Look at this chat. Ooh, look at that. It's pretty hot. All right. Well, thank you, Jacob Pillows. You've got a great name, too. I hope that's your real last name. Pillows is a great
Jacob,
name.
Jacob Pillows?
Yeah. It's awesome. All right. I'm going to close my eyes one more time. We're going to do one more of these.
All right.
Let's try this one. Okay. How'd we do? Your Renault Spring Bucket List. Renault Winery Resort. Scroll your Bloom Market Festival, April 30th. Okay, we don't want that.
Yes, please advertise your winery to Scott Johnson.
That's right. Okay, here's one.
Although a nice resort getaway would be lovely.
Oh, here we go. No, another ad. Okay, let's try this one more time.
Man,
okay, here's one. Brian Stuck. His name is, another dishwasher deal. So stacking dishes as a waiter. Says, I worked at a restaurant for a number of years. I would appreciate it when people would stack plates only if they consolidated. That's the same. It's basically the same message.
Yeah, see? All right.
Yep. He says that makes all the difference.
But make sure you do it, but only if you can do it right.
This is almost the exact same email. It's amazing. All right. Okay. So that's, I feel like that's independent confirmation. I like that.
I think so. Yeah. Two independent confirmators.
All right. Here's a, here's one more final one. This is a, oh, it's a short one too. Okay. Craig M. Savine.
Okay. All right.
Dear Soap and Body Wash.
Nice.
My name is Craig. I pronounce it like Craig, not Craig.
Oh, really? So he says I pronounce it like K-R-E-G?
Yeah. He says I prefer the Craig pronunciation. He does it with a K, but same thing. So the other says the other way sound weird to me. All of my family and friends also say Craig. Is it too early to get a sausage? Thanks, Craig. So he likes Craig.
Likes Craig. Good. Okay.
There's
good.
No Craig. He likes Craig, everybody. Mm-hmm. So chat room, take that and put it in your pants or whatever. I don't remember who I was mad at over that. And probably nobody. I'm making up a fight here that doesn't exist. But I think it was just like, well, I think I say it that way because, I don't know, maybe my mom said it that way. Or yeah. I had a friend named Craig Homer, and he definitely said Craig. And he was weird. Like, I was a weirdo. I loved
it's
him.
It's funny, it yeah. I just by default pronounce it Craig, but I, you know.
I don't think it matters.
I don't know why.
I don't think anybody named Craig would be mad if they heard you say Craig.
Exactly.
Or the way around. I think everyone's
or vice versa. Yeah.
You know, we're all offended for the Craigs, but if you ask the Craigs and Craigs, they aren't offended. They're fine. That's like us getting all worked up about some other country and going, oh, that's very insensitive to a certain Asian country. And then you find out that the people in that country love it.
Or they don't care. It's yeah. Like, yeah.
We got to stop white knighting everything we
Sudan, see. Sudan, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. It's fine. Sudan, fine. Ukraine, the Ukraine. Look, we got the Ukraine thing figured out by now, I feel like. Yes, all it takes is a horrible, horrible war to have everybody say it right. Nice job.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to this here mashup made by Jamie. It's cool. It's a Monday morning mashup, and it's Moody AF is the name.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, so we all know what the AF means.
Yes, we do. He didn't give us any other initials, so we don't know if this is just, you know, it sounds like it's probably just a conglomeration of things we said last week that are dumb.
Yeah, that's my guess. But yeah. As usual, yeah. I expect great things. Here it is, and check it out. Enjoy. Obtaining Iberfection.
Close enough.
Oh, I said Iber, didn't I?
Iber, yeah. Like, my name is not Brian Ibert.
Iberton. And there's a lot of penis shapes. You notice that, Dan? Lots of penis shapes. Lots of phallic rocks down there.
Yeah. Yeah. The way it gets shaped. Yeah. Those mesas.
Lots of wieners.
Hubba hubba.
Yep.
They're covering the alien penises.
Genitalia.
Genitals.
Now we got a hippo blight. So
now we got a hippo blight.
Hippo
damn
blight.
It, Pablo.
Yeah. Way to go, Escobar. Pablo. You and your
Pablo,
drug money.
Are you
see
calling
once
your
again.
Mother Pablo? Pablo, honey?
Hello, Pablo.
It's your mother. Pablo, honey?
We have problem with hippo.
Are you going to rape me?
No, I'm only going to probe you.
Okay, then yes.
What's his name? Old Russian.
Lenin? Or no, no, it was the crazy guy.
The crazy guy.
Yes.
Rasputin, that's it.
Rasputin.
Brian, you did a great job replacing our light switch with a dimmer, but did you have to break the sink?
Even for the 80s, that's a really huge bush.
So you're saying anywhere on the wiener. I was going to get regional about what part
of
the
wiener.
Oh,
yeah, no, I'm not going to say, this. You really are putting the PM into TMSPM, aren't you?
Because I can
so,
think.
So, right, I was thinking maybe the shaft, or is it the scrotum?
Or all of a sudden you're.
The glands. That's what I want to
yes,
see.
The
glands.
The glands.
Let's see. My excitement is high.
Your excitement should be high.
It is. I have an erect penis.
Look, I've eaten chicken wings, and there's boobs over there. Wow.
Yeah, Rasputin's penis is in a jar, and so Bo or somebody put that up on the thing, and then it just sat there for ages. I was like, get rid of that. Oh my gosh, I don't want to see
Rasputin's crazy penis.
Apparently it was a bit of a beast, his penis.
Oh, was it really?
Yeah, like a big old bastard have a penis.
Was he the Milton Berle of the early Russian age?
That's true. Milton Berle did have a big ween.
I actually have a playlist on Spotify called Moody AF.
I was just thinking the other day I need a good rap name. I'm going with Moody AF. That's
Moody
awesome.
AF.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It's really good.
Yo, yo, it's Moody AF. The boy, yo, boys.
Right? There's a rap. Oh, man. As usual, don't remember most of that.
Nope.
Not even the reference to the Moody AF, which apparently I said out loud.
Apparently we said, yeah. We clearly said that.
I guess he has audio of the bet me and Randy supposedly made.
Oh, really? Okay, so he found the bet about Will Smith winning the Oscar.
Yeah, apparent. Okay, so the Randy's claim is, as everyone heard Film Sack this weekend, is that I said, no way Will Smith wins Best Actor. And this is, you know, this is days before the event. We're not talking about the slap or any of that stuff. So I was like, nah, I think it's going to go to Denzel. And Randy said no. And then apparently we made some sort of bet for lunch or something. And then I don't remember any of it. I thought it was a bet you made with him. If there was a bet at all.
Yeah, I thought so too. I was fully convinced that I made the bet with Randy that...
Yeah. So now I guess we have audio proof. I'm not going to spoil myself on it yet, but we're going to play it on Wednesday when Randy's here.
Oh, awesome. Okay, good. Yeah,
we're gonna do that right. So watch for that coming up soon, everybody. Do not forget. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, no, go ahead. You do your thing first, and I'll do mine after.
All right. Don't forget, everybody. There's money to be saved. I'm all about saving you guys money. All right. And I want to put something up in the chat that I just finished yesterday. Not the chat, the video. I'll show it to Brian as well. Speaking of arcades and classic stuff and whatever, I've been in a bit of a mood lately, and I created a new print.
Look at that.
I think I'm going to call it either Level Up or, because it goes up, it's like a tower. I don't know yet. I don't know what I'm going to call it, but basically, here, I'll expand it a bit so people can see it. It's a drawing I did, or an illustration I did of a kind of a stacked, almost like Akihabara stuff in Japan. You know, they have those stacked arcades in that part of Tokyo. That was a little bit inspired by that. But the idea of like these multiple floors, it's a cross section of a building. So it's like cut away kind of diorama style. And it's just a big stacked arcade full of fake games.
The colors on this thing are fantastic.
I'm pretty happy with how that all turned out. I was aiming for that. So that's good to hear. It's at night. There's a big moon. There's clouds out. I wanted it to be a little moody. I even thought about animating it and have these screens flashing and stuff. There's some drony looking dudes standing there playing a couple of the games. Anyway, I'm very proud of this, and it's going up on the store shortly. And it got me to thinking I should probably make sure to remind people that if they go to frogpants.com/store and buy any of the prints, and there's a ton of new stuff in there, all kinds of different related stuff for really good prices, plus a 20% discount if they use the code NEWSTUFF at checkout. frogpants.com/store. And there's bound to be something there you'd like. So watch for that one going up soon. And for those at home who can't tell what I'm showing here, I also posted it on Twitter and other socials, so you can see it out there floating around.
Cool.
Brian, what were you going to mention? You had something going on?
Oh, yeah. Soundography going up in just a few minutes. Hammond and I listened to Sturgill Simpson's entire catalog from start to finish. And man, that guy rarely does more than one album in the same style. Mm-hmm. Like, he hops around from bluegrass to country to like rock and roll, like serious rock and roll to even some of his covers are brilliant. So check out Soundography. It's going up in just a few minutes. Soundography.com is the place to find that.
Sometimes that guy does that kind of turn in the same album, and sometimes the same song, where it'll start a certain way and then end a certain way. Yeah. He's really something, man. Like,
he is incredible talent.
I love it.
Not a big country music fan, but I do like Sturgill Simpson.
Yeah, and if you like bluegrass, his two bluegrass compilations, which some of it are bluegrass covers.
Ones. Yeah, his most recent release.
Yeah, they're like, some of it's covers of his own music, some of it's new stuff, but fantastic. So good.
Interesting.
Yeah. Y'all should be listening.
Multibeast says that his albums are each based on biblical themes. I don't think we talked about that on Soundography, because I don't think either Hammond or I knew that. Maybe Hammond did.
I definitely didn't know that. Yeah. I had no idea.
Yeah.
To me, he transcends like what he's supposed to be. Like, he's supposed to be this country singer, but he's kind of not. He's like a weird... Some of it's real esoteric and strange and... I don't know how to describe it, but once
that anime that he released on Netflix for Sound and Fury was, I watched that thing twice because it was so good.
It's so good, dude.
Yeah.
So good. That one won a Grammy for something. Oh, best rock album that year, 2019. Huh. Yeah.
That's cool.
Well, anyway, so check it out. Oh, he has a brand new album, The Ballad of Dude and Juanita. I assume you guys heard that one.
We did listen to that one. It's great.
Yeah.
It's his. Well, I guess Sound of Fear was a concept album, but this one's also a concept album, and it's great. It's really
good. It's a concept album in a different way.
Yeah.
It's so good. I'm glad you guys did that. I'll have to listen and see what your takes are, because
I got
super hooked on him after you entered. It was you who introduced me to him with the Sound and Fury thing. I hadn't heard of him before that.
Yeah.
So, and when you play, and when that happened, I thought, who is this 64-year-old veteran of the music industry? But once again, like Coulter Wall, he's like this young guy. Well, he's 40 something, but he's, you know, he's young.
Yeah, but he's got an old voice, like an old soul voice. Yeah,
it's really, really good. All right. Even his sappy country has something more to say. It's hard to explain. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. Moving on to just tell you fine folks at home that this show exists because of you. And that's why we need you. Patreon.com/TMS for everything else you're looking for. Frogpants.com/TMS. Let's get out of here. But we can't go until the song sings. So we what can. Are we doing?
Those are the rules. Rob Dearlove wrote in and said, thanks, guys, for your shows over the last crazy 2 years. It's kept me sane and given me something to look forward to each and every day. I'm leaving the 30s club as I hit my big 4-0 on the 18th of April. That's today. So happy birthday. And I'd love it if Brian could play an Oasis cover. I'll leave it to the expert. Is it too early for a fish sandwich?
Never. Oh. Hold on. I'm going to play the one I got at you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, all can right. I play that one instead of the other one? Here.
Play whatever you want, my friend.
Here it is right here.
Hey, is it too early to get a fish sandwich?
Wow, that's awesome. You got to do the inaugural one there, Writer Inner, whoever wrote this name. I forgot already.
Writer Inner, Rob Dearlove.
Rob Dearlove, nice job. Yeah, good job.
Oh, this is a fun one. So this is a cover of Oasis, of Champagne Supernova. You thought I was going to play Wonderwall, didn't you? No, Champagne Supernova. Now, Turntable Kitchen did this great, and still does, this great vinyl series called Sounds Delicious, where they have an indie band cover a full album, like a great album. And there have been covers of Bruce Springsteen albums and Weezer and all these other ones. And the Yumi Zuma cover of What's the Story, Morning Glory is just fantastic from start to finish, because Yumi Zuma is able to take like a completely different varnish all over the Oasis sound and produce a whole different sound. Like, it's all the lyrics, you know, but boy, does this sound different. Mm. Case in point, Champagne Supernova, which you're about to hear. From 2017, here is Yumi Zuma and Champagne Supernova.
We will see you guys tomorrow.
Someday you will find me. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
We got scooters.
We got scooters.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.